chemistry at work model was taking the BioCity model of practical hands-on activities with teachers and pupils working together, along with the molecule hunt that I'd run in the school, and pulling it all together. But rather than taking a lot of pupils out of a school for a day or several days, this was the best hybrid. So some pupils were out of the school for part of the day, and then there was a huge amount of expertise that I brought into the school to work with many of the pupils. So this really is a hybrid. It's a mix and an impact on pupils, which was again something which I had not anticipated being so substantial and significant. Chemistry at Work is funded by the Royal Society of Chemistry, and if schools want to take part and run Chemistry at Work, they can get up to £1,500 a day to run this. So it is a very unique and innovative model, in my opinion, for a school working with its community. The background, it comes back again to industry and knowing what industry needs and wants in the skills base, and giving teachers an opportunity to work with experts who say, this is my career, this is what I do, and the pupils can make the link between what they're doing in a school and what's required by industry or by academia. The great thing about this particular approach is that the activities also just as you said, it's formal education, it's informal education, the pupils are learning without realising that they're learning, and it also gives them an idea, once again, of the skills that they need to develop for industry. And again, working with experts is a great way of learning, both for the pupils and the teachers, and it gives the pupils an opportunity to actually get a better idea of what the careers and the opportunities are like in real life, and ultimately developing partnerships with industry. Why Chemistry at Work? Well, again, it gives the school, that's the pupils and the teachers, a chance to work with local industry, a chance to work with universities, a chance to work with the colleges where there's tremendous expertise. It does support CPD. It gives the school pupils and the teachers an awareness of the careers in industry. It provides activities that enhance skills. Pupils think that measuring is just done in their school. No, measuring is required for any career. It gives an opportunity to support the development of partnerships, which again can become sustainable. Careers information is available, and teachers and pupils meet experts. And it's very difficult for teachers to get out of school to meet experts, but you can bring the experts in, and exactly as has already been pointed out, in a very structured, organised manner. So Chemistry at Work is supported by the Royal Society of Chemistry. It is designed to give teachers and pupils a chance to work with industry and experts. It gives you a chance to identify year groups, so it could be before pupils make a choice for their second year or their third year or their fourth year courses. And it can also provide, the Royal Society of Chemistry, as I say, fund this up to £1,500 a day, and you can run it for 3 days, so you can bring in funding that might support the purchase of equipment that you don't have. And also it covers travel costs for some of the STEM ambassadors or the experts or some of their consumable costs. So what I did was I approached Inveraman Brewery. They exist about 10 minutes away from the school. They've got a small brewery. I said, can you work with us? Can the pupils come in the morning? And then in the afternoon we'll run activities in the school. They were very happy to do that, so we had pupils going out every morning to the brewery. The pupils came back to the school, and in the afternoon they took part in afternoon workshops along with other year groups who are not taking part in Chemistry at Work. So it was the third year classes that were out in the morning. Those that were doing chemistry or science over a period of 3 days. And in the afternoon I had experts in the school running workshops as well. Every workshop lasted 45 minutes, and only the three pupils took part in a whole day activities. They're out in the morning and the afternoon taking part in activities. Other year groups took part in the afternoon activities based in the school, and it was S1, S2, all the way up to S6 pupils. The morning activities were at the brewery, and again, I like timetabling. I love organising workshops. So there were three activities in the brewery. One was a lovely tour of the brewery and a talk about all the different skills involved in making beer by the head of the brewery. We had Stuart Cuthbert, who runs a whisky shop, talking about the history of whisky to the pupils, and they were smelling the samples of whisky. And Sandy Smith, who's my great colleague, was running a molecule building workshop on biomolecules associated also with the brewing industry. This was in the brewery. In the afternoon in the school, I had an Aberdeen University coming in, I had spectrometers in the school, I had one of the engineers who's building robots running a workshop, a chap who's been involved in designing power stations working with the pupils. We had, the spectrometers, we had the bin company talking about recycling, Big Perth College with talking about aeronautics, but they were doing hands-on activities. ProScience were there talking about Edinburgh University, and I had a member of staff from the drug discovery unit at Dun University. They were all doing hands-on workshops. This was not stand and talk, this was actually pupils were engaged and involved. This is some idea of what the timetabling looked like. There were 26 activities that I organised over 3 days, all hands-on workshops with all the pupils. And every set of pupils, the ones that were doing the full day, had 6 activities they took part in. Those that were doing the afternoon activities took part in 3 in the afternoon. I like mapping, so what I did was I mapped in our chemistry at work activities to CFE third and fourth level outcomes, not just in science and chemistry, in maths, in English, and in skills. So this shows you how, if you're on chemistry at work, you can actually address many of the outcomes in the new CFE courses. And the result was amazing. This is a big school, and I thought, well, I hope it works. 300 pupils were involved in the activities over the 3 days. The wonderful thing is a free resource. There was the STEM ambassadors come in and they work the activities with the pupils. We had all of the year groups involved. We had whole school support. The maths department were down. They were actually coming along to Brewery and they were coming in to look at the workshops. The staff in ICT and all the other departments were coming in to look at the workshops to see how they could take that workshop and then develop it in their own subject area. So you are providing a meeting place, a cauldron of activities and ideas from which the pupils can then link their subjects with careers and the teachers can link their subjects with future activities and careers. It was amazing. This is one of the workshops. This is spectroscopy. This is some of my pupils here who were involved in looking at drug analysis and food analysis. This was what it actually looked like on the day. So here's the tour of the brewery. Here's the history of whiskey. Here's building the robots and the robot arm. Here's the aeronautical design, the engineers from UHI talking about how you design airplanes. This is spectroscopy in action. This is David Foley, the pupils designing a drug, taking it to market. This is the molecule building workshop. This is the bin company and the pupils having to identify in waste. This is the pupils designing a power station and working out which country they're put it in depending on the geography of the country. Every subject was involved. The STEM ambassadors talked about their industry and their careers. The pupils, and just as you said, there's a follow-up. The follow-up wasn't just the pupils saying, how did what I learned, the activity I did, how did it link the subjects? It was also the pupils followed up with a beer challenge. They had to make their own beer, they had to measure the density, they had to design a label, they had to be able to make the beer marketable in another country, so looking at Spanish and French. They had to be able to use the art department. We worked with them to help make the design very colourful and innovative. They had to sell the beer, they'd work out the cost of selling it to make a profit, and the beer challenge was then judged by Inveraman Brewery. The results were phenomenal. Even with first years who only took part in the afternoon activities, we were getting a significant impact in learning. The second year class, that was a small number. The third year classes, the impact on learning was outstanding. And what's really interesting is that's a third year science class. Now, they are a low ability class, and they had a massive impact on them. The hands-on, the being out of school, the meeting the people and listening to them. So the learning was incredible, holistic. And the relevance to teacher education, the teachers meet experts from industry and from the universities. They heard about what Aberdeen University are doing. They can then relate that to their subject. They heard what Dundee University are doing. They heard about what Perth College are doing, the careers available to pupils. Fantastic interdisciplinary learning opportunities. The school has said we want to run this every year. We want to build on the actual activities. The seniors will then be involved in helping organise it and run it. It is a whole school approach to learning and teaching, and it is absolutely phenomenal. All right. Now, on your desk, I've given you a copy of the staff booklet. I've given you a copy of the pupil booklet. I can send you copies of the worksheets that the pupils used if you want these for your own teacher education, universities, institute, schools. I'm now going to introduce Sam McClellan, who was one of the pupils that took part, to give a very brief presentation. Thank you.
I just need to move to this. I'll flip this down. This is yours. From the beginning.
That's it. Right, sir.
Okay. Well, yes, as Dr. Rich said, I was one of the pupils who was participating in the trip as a third year, so I was present on all six of the activities. The chemistry work is unique in Perth High School. It's the, if my sources are correct, it's the largest ever trip run. There are over 350 pupils attending from first year to sixth year, and over 20 members of staff as well. So in the morning, we were bused from Perth High School to Inverurn Brewery, where there was a lot of singing on the bus, I seem to remember. So first of all, we were given a tour of the brewery. So we were taken into the main brewing room and given an insight into the application of chemistry into the brewing process. We were also told about marketing and how that's affecting the market at the minute, and the effect of branding as well. Next was our history of alcohol and ultimately whiskey. It started off by we were given samples to smell and identify, and then we were told how alcohol is then developed into ultimately whiskey. And again, pressures on the market at the minute and the effect of branding. So there was a lot of business and marketing given, as well as the application of chemistry. Sam Smith was next. He developed these Molly Mod sets in Scotland, and we were given a hands-on workshop where we had to, from bonding diagrams, recognise and ultimately build ethanol molecules, aspirin molecules. So it was all related to activities previously done. And then he also gave a short presentation on how he has used chemistry to work in the creative industry, oil and gas, and defence industries. So after our lunch break, we returned back to the high school, where we were rotated around three afternoon activities. Now, I attended a fourth activity with Dr. Foley the day after, because I think drug discovery is my future career. So I went to see him later on. So my first activity was power stations, which was delivered by Bill Lawson, who is the current he's basically the man to go to if you're looking. So if you ever want to build a new power station, go to Bill, and he'll make sure you've got a good one. So he's an expert in the design, function, management of power stations. So we were given an insight into how nuclear plants work, wind turbines, and oil and gas refineries. And following on from that, we were given a scenario. For example, I don't know, you're in Egypt, there's no water, there's no wind, but they've got millions of tons of uranium, for example. So which power station would be appropriate to that? And it got increasingly more difficult as the talk progressed. Now, this activity was probably one of the most expensive things I've ever done in my life. This picture here of this forensic equipment, £70,000 worth, and a £30,000 worth of UV analysis as well. So £100,000 worth in Perth High School, which was brave. But anyway, so we were given a real life scenario. So we were given a powder or some type of food type, and using these very expensive piece of equipment, we had to analyse this and give a scientific response to them. This is Dr. Foley's part, which was drug design. So he gave a presentation on how to design a new drug, the problems with it, conflicts of animal testing, and then following on from that, again, a hands-on workshop where we had to, we would be given a scenario, and we had to come up with a drug appropriate for that person, taking into account gender, budget, age, etc. This was put on, aeronautics was put on by Perth College, so we were given, we were shown videos and there were diagrams and, you know, all this blueprint about how, and the physics behind how some of the biggest planes in the world function. We were also given a look at metal fatigue and a presentation on how to analyse metal fatigue and the devastating effects it can have. One of the things that I took away from the trip was that despite chemistry being at the centre, and this is my exciting slide, so are you ready? Despite chemistry being at the centre, all the subjects are interlinked, and in order, I found, to be successful in chemistry industry, you have to use a variety of subjects and skills from right across the curriculum in order to achieve good things. Here we are, yes. So another thing was, it's, in my opinion, it's all very well and good learning in class and speaking to your teacher about careers and whatever, but the to be able to speak to experts and learn how, where they started from and their their qualifications with regards to chemistry and where they have ended up now, I thought was absolutely fascinating, just to get all these experts in. I believe that all these pictures here are industries. Yes, they are. So we had Bill Ellis, who is a robots engineer, Dr. Foley from Drone Discovery, an ex-pilot who's running the aeronautics, and Sandy Smith, who used to work in the oil and gas industry. So it was amazing. Again, so the trip overall, I feel, addressed a huge knowledge gap in for both teachers and pupils of the application of, you know, learning from a textbook and Blackboard into real life scenarios. And I was attended the previous conference where, by the way, the tea and coffee and no name tags were, these are far superior, and the head teachers there and a mayor and an MP were very keen that this ability to apply stuff learnt in class to a real life situation is very important. So the chemistry work trip has left me and countless others in right across the high school just wondering, how far can you go in chemistry at school? How far you can go in chemistry once you've, after a degree perhaps, where can you go from then on? When can you become an expert like we've encountered? And it was originally, I was going to ask Dr. Richie, but I guess that, you know, this can be influenced in any school. So the next question is to you, when's the next one? So thank you very much for listening. And any questions, hopefully my technology works on it. That was wonderful.